This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's great. I wish we could all watch it.
That's the whole time frame. The whole history of music. Every man was singing high pitch back then.
That falsetto?
Yeah.
You know you can give someone a
Leroy is Barry Rib.
That's a point. He makes good ribs.
Although I got to tell you, I ate some of those ribs. Not my best work.
I had them the next day. They marinated a little bit more.
Not my best work.
They were good, dude.
The ribs were too fatty.
Very impressive.
I don't like fat. I tried to cut all the fat off. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Here's what they do. When you go buy the ribs,
yep.
It's a 3-pack. And they might sit one good rib on the top.
Yep.
But underneath, there's some, you know, some Eli apples under there.
Let's get the headlines here. Brought to us by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The breaking news with the NBA right now is Victor Wembanyama is going to miss the rest of the season, or is expected to miss the rest of the season. This broken by Shams Charania about 15 minutes ago. He has blood clots, or a blood clot in his shoulder. And so they are going to have to shut him down. It is tough as a Heat fan not to immediately reminisce back to the Chris Bosh situation years ago, where Chris Bosh got very, very sick and then, of course, had to miss the rest of the season. It's actually, you know, it's funny. I think it might have been yesterday. It was the anniversary of that, or maybe it was 2 days ago, because it literally was the same day Goran Dragic got traded to the Heat. Like, we had a party because the Heat traded like 2 first round picks and peanuts for Goran Dragic, and we thought it was going to be Goran and Chris Bosh and D Wade and Hassan Whiteside and Luol Deng, and here comes the Heat's run, and 2 seconds later, Chris Bosh out for the season with blood clots.
Remember that whopper Pat Riley told?
What did he say?
About the most significant Heat trade?
No. He said of Luol Deng. He said the most significant free agent signing in Heat history. Because technically
LeBron was a trade.
He did some semantic samuraiing there. He brought the katanas out.
Oh, spin doctor. Little bit. That's not my favorite spin doctor song. I'm gonna get full of
kryptonite. No. Is this all Ronnie Cicely?
Yeah.
No.
Pretty good.
What's my...
No, Ronnie Cicely is like a DJ. Ronnie Cicely does like house music, I think.
So then this is the band that you guys are quoting.
Yes. Yeah, the Spin Doctors.
Now,
I only know one. I only respect one Spin Doctor. Ronnie Cicely.
Understood. Leader Bam is trying to chase him down in all-time double doubles, I believe.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's I don't know how far it's. He's not far off.
It's kind of the Heat history is very similar to what we're doing with other franchises, in that the records for the Heat, you just need longevity, which a lot of players haven't gotten.
He's one away.
One away.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ronnie Cicely, 221.
That's a long record that stood, though.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty
because
cool.
Because, well, think about it.
221.
Who's played as long here as Cicely? UD. That's all I can think of. And why, man, I would thought that UD would have got that record.
6 years, though. Not too much.
Yeah, not too much.
Ben's I thought UD would have got that record.
He has the rebounding record.
Well, here's the deal also. Figure the 3 years that they didn't play him, because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Then he probably had 10 solids.
I think it's probably the scoring. If it's a double-double thing, that's probably what does UD average in his career as a scorer.
Did he average 10?
I don't think so. So that's that right there. Right.
7.5 points.
Yeah. Because he's the all-time leading rebounder.
Right. And Bam will get that soon, too.
Probably next year. Maybe take him two.
Right.
Maybe take him two.
Man, it's weird because when I got into football, I always thought that if my career was successful, that I would be able to play with one franchise, with one organization, my whole career, and build something there. The team moved, and all hell broke loose. And so it took me a long time to realize that just because it didn't work out here doesn't mean you still can't play. Then I went to Minnesota and realized it wasn't me. It was them.
The other news today, Bobby Portis was suspended 25 games for violating the NBA drug policy.
Because he can't read.
Well, no.
Well, not him.
His assistant can't read.
Right.
You imagine being an NBA player's turtle and you're like, no. This is it, Bobby. That guy's he's cut out for a while. You just cost me how much money? I thought it said tour it all. I'm sorry.
Crazy, man, dude.
That's crazy. I hate.
Do they look alike as well? The pills have to look alike.
No, see, I
have no idea.
When I take medication or whatever, I am like, I make sure I know what the pill looks like.
When I was dealing with Deadfoot, you know, I just use the standard over the counter stuff, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Dude. I would like to beat you over the head with your damn foot.
What do you mean, dude? It's a bad injury.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
It's a bad injury.
So you think old Deadfoot's going to go out to the field, Marcos? Like, Marcos is pushing this pizza place.
Come on.
So much.
Pizza places you want to go to.
Well, it's a part of a bigger thing. It's a pizza place / field day / good content opportunity. So we can finally answer all the questions. Can Tobin throw to first base from third?
It's an insulting challenge.
First of all, he's got to hit, catch the ground ball, and then throw.
It's not a hard challenge. The punt thing, I think, has some interest for you guys. Like, I understand, but they call me the kangaroo. I'm gonna nestle that thing in my pouch. Don't worry about that,
dude.
All right.
See, and here's the other thing you have to realize: those guys doing it on game day.
Mm-hmm.
Also have about 5 or 6 guys barreling.
I'm not denying that having somebody come and barrel down on you is tougher.
But I love you trivialize a lot of things that athletes do.
No, I'm not trivializing. All I'm saying is you have to read the toes. Eric Metcalf said the same thing.
He was lying!
That's not what he said to me. I don't know.
His public statement
where you
every
have
time
to
we
watch
have this conversation,
the flight of the ball.
Every time we have this conversation, I send him a text. I hate you.
Why?
Because he was messing with you.
Was he?
I don't know.
That sounded pretty sincere to me.
You,
dude, read the toes.
Can I just say this? From 60 yards away,
yeah,
you can't read toes.
Not with an attitude like that.
When it comes off his foot, you have to watch the flight of the ball.
Watch the flight of the ball.
Yeah. When it comes off his
the foot.
So let me explain something to you.
Hall of Famer.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
This is 100% accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not having this dumbass conversation no more. Right? The direction that a punter is going to punt, his shoulders will turn. in that direction.
Nah, because here's the thing, though.
No, you can't. Not you today. Can't point your shoulders right and punt left.
No, but here's the.
You can't do it.
But dude, here's.
You the, don't. Oh my god.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue. I'm not.
No, gonna, you're not gonna argue because I know I'm right.
Okay, but the Australian punters have changed the game, so now you have to go to toe reading.
You can't do it then because they sidekick it. So you exactly gonna run to the sideline?
You just
because his toes are pointing over at coach.
You just gotta read the toes.
Oh my god.
Toes don't lie.
I got dude.
Stunned Steve says that's why you were never a returner.
Who, me? I was a returner.
You returned
a whole year. What are you talking about? More than that?
Couldn't hold up.
I was the backup punt returner.
Backup, huh?
Oh,
punt returner.
Oh, hold on.
Wait a minute. Could you imagine the 225-pound punt returner?
Jesus.
Like, wait, I had, listen, I was a football player. I did a lot of different things.
Sure, right.
I was a gunner, right?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Backup gunner.
It's pretty amazing. That's why, you know what?
Pissing you out.
That's why it drives me crazy working here.
Why, dude?
Because you ingrates in this building. I do not appreciate the skill set.
I do appreciate the skill set. I'm just telling you, there are tricks that
you, sales, none of y'all. But that's all right. That's all right. He's the only guy. We go everywhere together.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I can't believe, like, all these people know you.
Yeah.
I think it's because we're so used to seeing your face every day.
Yeah.
And we know you as a friend.
It's uncomfortable for me.
But I'm not saying things like
a grown-ass man going to talk to another grown-ass man because he played football.
I think
it's crazy.
You guys are basically saying I can't catch. It's not that hard. It's in the air. Read the toes. In the pouch.
You think it's that easy to catch?
It's not that hard, dude.
Can I just tell you?
There is nothing.
You know why? You remember that show, Pros versus Joes?
Sure.
I want to see you get your ass knocked out.
There's nobody lighting me up. This is just a straight up fair catch. No one's there. Easy.
Really? Yeah. You know what you go? You know the first thing you go do when you go catch a punt?
Mm-hmm.
Pull your pants up. Because you're going to need to fire up them hamstrings.
No.
Wait, you think he's going to kick it right to you?
Hmm?
You know, punters have directional.
It doesn't matter because I'm going to read the toes. So wherever he thinks he's going to beat me, he's not.
Oh, my God. Please, dear God, somebody who can just. We don't even need a college punter, high school punter.
No, I can kick, dude.
No, you can't.
Oh, watch me.
You can't get your leg above your waist.
Is that what you have to do? I thought it was on a T.
If you guys want to go see Jason Aldean right now, caller number 7 to 305-567-0560. Caller 7 to 305-567-0560. Caller 7 will get a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in October. It's a Live Nation tour. Caller 7 to 305-567-0560. Read the toes back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Let's get to 15 minutes of heat here. Brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia.
I hate you, Jukebox.
Hollywood Kia. Dude, let me finish the read.
Go ahead.
Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. So, heater back in action tomorrow. 7:30 is when we get going.
That's an early start.
It's what?
Normal start.
Yeah.
TV weekend, starts at 8.
Weekends. No, Friday home games for the heater 8.
Okay. Gotcha.
Other than that, it's usually 7:30. And then a lot of teams do 7.
Hmm?
I said a lot of teams in the East Coast do 7.
Or West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
7. Because that's 10:30.
So they'll get going tomorrow against the Toronto Raptors. Heat practicing today, getting themselves ready for this matchup. And, of course, the Miami Heat mired in a 4-game losing streak. So they need to get going and figure this thing out. According to Anthony Chang, every Heat player went through practice today outside of the G League guys. Isaiah Stevens, Keyshawn Johnson, and Josh Christopher. They're getting game time with the G League. But all of the standard guys did practice today. So healthy team going into the second half. That's good news.
That is good news. We need all the health we can get.
Certainly. Someone catch your attention, Leroy? You're disrupted by something, it seems like.
I'm just looking at PK Subban. Why has he got to do it outside?
I think he's inside.
Why is he wrapped up like he's...
An ice den is cold, dude. An ice den is no joke.
I was there.
Yeah.
Leroy would make a great punter. Receiver of that kick would be at a mission to read them toes.
But, dang, cursive.
Wait. Jennifer, you had that locked and loaded. You were just waiting?
No, I just knew where it was. I read it before.
Locked and loaded. Do you think Tyler Hero's 3-point championship will inspire this team to a hot streak?
Only if he makes threes. If he doesn't, it's going to be another single digit.
I think it's possible. I mean, he was in a bit of a slump when. Yeah. From a 3-point standpoint, he was bricking them. So maybe it does. I don't know. I think definitely
it is the lowest total to win in a while.
Is it? I don't.
I think so.
I don't keep track of things like that. Like, because they kind of do money balls and starry balls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What, so you know? The amount of balls he made, like now they have a money rack.
Mm-hmm.
Before you only had 5 money balls.
Does anybody listen? Did the Patriots apologize for winning at Super Bowl 13-3?
Right.
No, I'm just. Why are you doing this today?
What am I doing?
What did
I haven't done anything? Have I done anything, Marcos? Genuinely, have I done anything?
Extra you.
No, it's not your fault.
I don't think I am.
It's not your fault. On break, he was talking about people he didn't like, and he carried that energy over.
He really did. He brought bad energy into the studio today.
No, I didn't.
You did. You did.
Oh my goodness.
Marcos. You brought bad energy.
Is anything not private? What are you doing?
No. I'm just saying.
I just don't understand. Like, it's one of these things where it's like, all I'm doing is being me. I'm not being extra me.
That's why.
And you want to know something? I was trying to just live through you vicariously. You told me about your fancy-ass plane. I was excited about that. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then you're like, don't be an idiot. There's not a chef on a plane. Well, I don't know. I've never been a pro athlete. I was just, you know.
No, you asked, what about hibachi?
I didn't say what about hibachi. That was a Schmeath and Schmolnick comment. I didn't ask about that. You read that comment.
No, I didn't. You said
were genuinely very curious about the hibachi on the plane.
Yes.
JFig.
So are we saying?
Obviously, I didn't think there was hibachi on the plane.
Well, you didn't say that.
No.
Oh my goodness.
It was a funny comment.
Look, here he is.
No.
Now, wait a minute.
Let me get this straight.
I get mad at something stupid you say.
You think I thought hibachi was on
the plane? And then an hour later, you go back and say, no, you thought I was serious?
I thought there was a chef on the plane, not hibachi.
Where's he going to cook?
I don't know. It's a big plane. Just so we're clear, just so you know, because we've been doing the show a long time and he's been a bastard listener for a long time, Schmeath and Schmolnick's takes are not my takes. Just so we're clear.
That's not true because you are him.
I'm not.
You are. Yes, you are.
That's your burner account.
The guy hits me with more fat shaming comments than Manny Pacquiao on the speed bag.
That's where you throw
it. Like, it doesn't even make sense, Jennifer. What you're saying, it doesn't even make sense. It'd be like me saying that you're making up Scooby's barks.
Leroy, whoa. Does your personal chef know how to make dumplings? I don't eat dumplings.
What?
I don't like dumplings, but my daughter loves them and she knows how to make them herself.
We're on dumplings.
And are they good?
I don't know.
You've never tried them?
No.
You won't eat your daughter's dumplings?
I don't like dumplings.
Yeah, but you said that.
Can I tell you why? Okay.
Shouldn't be stupid.
No, it's not.
All right.
Because wet dough.
Told you it was going to be stupid.
It's not.
It is.
It's a texture. Wet dough.
I promise you it's really good.
I'm wondering what's up with you today.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You just something's gone haywire the last hour. I don't know what it was.
Leroy's vocab has been concussed today. Like,
you were rolling today, like you had Charlie McAvoy ready in the holster.
Yeah.
And then you petered out. I don't know what happened with you.
It's been
today.
Downhill since then.
You know? All I wanted to do was talk.
Hey, LeVar Burton, you mind lifting up your thing there?
Sorry. I just wanted to know and understand, like, why you wouldn't
No
just
real
give me,
man needs a personal chef. Like, yeah, man, I cook for myself.
Why wouldn't you want a personal chef?
Because I like cooking myself.
What if he didn't have to?
You know,
can I just tell you?
Real man.
You know why I like cooking my own food and cooking for my family? I know what we like. I know how we like it, and I know I'm going to get it.
Except dumplings.
Are you saying a personal chef wouldn't be able to figure out what your family likes?
I don't want to risk it.
Professional?
Do I like pasta?
Pretty sure they would.
Periodically.
See,
not, it's not
thing.
A main.
What do you mean?
It's not a main thing.
It's a stupid thing.
Like I do, if I had here.
What kind of
if I had to go Italian,
it's crazy,
right? And I go with I get veal parm or
pasta wet dough
instead of pasta. No, different
you're the
dough.
Only person that
different
likes
dough, meal. But instead of pasta that comes with it, I get risotto.
Which is wet rice.
Great.
No, I love risotto.
It is wet rice.
What are we
No,
even
it's
talking?
Not. Like
that's not wet rice. What's risotto?
You know dumplings have that like
Yeah, they got a weird texture.
He thinks he goes through life like a saber-toothed tiger, and like anything that diverts off that is like a besmirching honor. You. And then it's like, but then you throw caveats in there. He goes, yeah, actually, I do kind of like that. So he has all these weird food takes that he thinks are really hard stances, but then he's very willy-nilly with it.
No, I'm like, no. So is LeBron not a real man? No, LeBron probably doesn't cook.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
I say I like the food I cook, and my family likes the food I cook or we cook. So why would we get a chef in Mexico? Huh?
Shrimp?
Do you like shrimp?
Yeah.
Shrimp is wet.
Well.
Oh, my God. So this is where we're going with this, whether food is wet or not. You know the dough and dumplings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean about it being like.
People thought the Kirk Cousins segment was bad.
Remember when we talked about bidets? Let's get back to that.
But what I'm saying is Brad
Leroy Penn, hates rice but loves risotto. Yeah, different. Same. Risotto's different than rice.
Same, but
no, it's not. No, it's not. I'm gonna Google. Risotto is different.
You have a bit of a palate of the child. You know that? It's a little
me.
Yeah, you do.
If I gave you four chicken nuggets and some fries, you'd take a nap.
I would be happy.
Yes.
But you also, like, you're like, yeah, I don't like this and I don't like that. I'm very picky.
Very picky.
Very picky.
No.
Strange picky.
Here. There's nothing wrong with eating what you like.
Yeah, but you, like,
no. Here's do the you thing. Eat the hot dog? How about this? You ready? Oh, my God. I make sure my bun is toasted.
Do me a favor, chat. Shut up for a second, because Leroy is just
stop. You've had him distracted, and just take his comments. You know what? I'm taking your comments.
Taking comments off.
No! No!
No!
You're not capable of doing the radio show right now, because you're just doing a Q&A on your food, and here's what your basic take is. Meat. That's what I like. But really, you're flimsy on all of it.
No, I'm not flimsy on meat.
You're flimsy on it, dude. Tacos, you said you hate. Pizza, you said you're pasta, you say you're but you've seen you eat
I've eaten pizza, but it's not like a go-to. Got to have it, but I like pizza. I'm the main one talking about half off all the time.
That you like a good deal more than you like pizza.
Yeah, if it wasn't half off, you'd never think about
we had
it.
A conversation. I don't like calzones, and I don't like.
We didn't have a conversation. Once again, somebody put in Stromboli because they were and you were like, "Nah, I don't like it." It's like anything today. It's like you've had this take of like it, don't like it, but there's no in between. Like, but really, there's a lot of in between with you when it comes to food. I'm aware.
Like we should go back to talking about Yanni.
Certain.
I'm aware. Oh, Yanni.
I'm aware.
Certain meat. Like, I don't like prime rib.
But you like ribs.
I don't like meat that has a lot of fat in it. So
what about cereal?
That boy does not like cereal.
It's been a minute. I can tell you, it's been 10, 15 years since I had a bowl of cereal.
Wow. Sugary? Or did you go healthy? Did you go Wheaties?
No, I don't remember what I had.
He likes Fruit Loops.
I like Fruit Loops, but I haven't had them in like 15 years.
You're a Fruit Loop.
Let me see. Wait, what else? Let me see. Like, there's nothing wrong with my. Do I eat
this
anything?
Sad, no, we know
I eat everything.
Wrong. Like Fruit Loops.
Like, there's so many different food options. I don't know why everybody's getting caught up if I don't like something.
Because your just takes are very strong, and I don't feel like you're really that strong
Fruit
on the
Loops,
takes.
Fruit Loops are the same. Can as I just Applejacks.
Say? Because since I've known you. You were anti-coffee.
Yep,
dude.
But I drink it here.
Yeah, I know because you drink like rocket fuel ever since I've known you now, and you were like so no.
It was since Vegas.
I don't really. I feel like I could knock you off any food take that you've had.
No, you couldn't.
I can, dude.
You're never gonna knock me off Stromboli and calzone.
I disagree.
Do I have to bring back the video of you eating a taco?
Yeah, tacos.
Yeah, you're very wishy-washy.
No.
Going back on that.
No. Jennifer?
You pulled me aside.
What's the problem with the taco?
Look at the tacos.
What's the problem with the taco? It's all
the
stuff.
The taco
and
you had it
I was hungry. I was hungry and didn't want to have a drink on an empty stomach. And all they had was tacos because all every...
15 minutes of Leroy's diet choices. Again, brought to you by Hollywood Kia.
This is great.
At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at
hollywoodkia.com.
I don't know.
Love a good auto place popcorn.
What about an auto place donut? Thought we had him. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Demesman and Dover.
Cloudy with a slight chance of meatballs. I love meatballs. Winds are coming out of the west. Northwest, I'm going to say, because of the cool temperatures.
Really?
You might get a passing shower.
Where are the planes going?
The planes are going left to right, east to west, so that means the wind's coming out of the west. I'm going to say because it's colder, that maybe it's out of the northwest, because it was a little chilly this morning. Figure it out, dude. Winds are blowing at about 10 to 15 miles an hour, and I would say the current temperature is right around 80 degrees. There you go.
How you doing, Frog Boy?
He did excellent. He is correct about those winds. They're coming out of the west, northwest.
There! See? The planes! Tell it all! You read the toes, I read the planes.
The plane.
At least you admitted that I read the toes.
No. I didn't say you were right. Is it like you want to talk about one of the dumbest takes you could possibly have? That one right there.
Low of 57, by the way. Be on the lookout.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Ooh, what we got for this weekend? Let me see.
Nothing
what
crazy.
I'm just gonna be like
63. You'll be waking up to 63.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. I got a little light something over.
Although, be careful.
What?
Oh, never mind. That's on Monday. Mostly cloudy. I was gonna say showers, but that's on Monday. You're all good.
So here's the deal.
All right.
When it's cloudy in 63, kinda that's chill. Like wind chill in Florida.
I'd say kind of chill
because it's wet. Mm. It's like the air is heavy.
Yes.
So 63. It's going to feel like it's upper 50s. So I have to prepare accordingly.
You going on any action tonight for the hockey? Anything tickle your fancy?
I don't know this. Oh. Here. Can I get in on that Kachuk Kachuk?
What? No, I already bet it.
How could he?
I don't know where it went, too. Where did it go?
Window's still open.
You said that was a game special, right?
It was, but now the game specials are taken down.
Well, look at that.
Oh, here they are. You got to hit and more. Mm. What else do they got? Matthew Kachuk. They don't have just single Matthew Kachuk bets here. That's so weird.
This Hard Rock.
I love the Hard Rock app, but like they, you know, sometimes I wish they would let me be more of a degenerate.
That's true. Try to do Super Bowl, but
Sam Reinhart 2 points tonight plus 500. Wet your whistle at all?
Plus 500. I mean, if I combine that with something,
I don't think you can. Well, that's the other thing. If we parlay it, then they take away the game exclusives.
Oh, get out of here!
They don't let you like on Hard Rock. They don't let you parlay stuff like that.
I wish.
I tried to do it in Vegas. I tried to do a game with the boxing, and they wouldn't let me do it.
Over-under is at 5.5.
That's an under.
You think it's an under tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
Squeaky cheeks?
Slugfest.
Really?
Oh. Buckets and bets.
The under is the favorite. Over is plus 105.
Yeah.
Hmm.
5.5? That's a lot.
Yep.
But here's what happens. Here's why hockey sucks with this. You ready? It could be 3-0, right? And then the other team goes empty net, scores 2 goals. Then they go empty again, and then they get an empty netter. And it's 4-2. You lose when the score is 3-0 15 minutes ago.
What are some fat props we got for tonight? The fattest one is the Kachuk because they just don't think they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
But
why not?
But they've already done it.
Fights. Any fights? Any fight bets? How many fights are
you going to have? I don't think you can bet on penalty time.
How many fights are going to happen, huh?
Here's the thing. I think Canada thinks that it's going to be clean. Like, I heard Sam Bennett talking about this. He thinks it's going to be clean, and I don't. I think, like, they're going to come into these things.
Sam Bennett would say that. Ask a Kachuk.
I think that's actually the betting favorite.
Ask the guys who think, who fight, is there going to be some fisticuffs.
Well, Sam,
I think it's going to be a very clean game for this reason. Nobody wants to give anybody an advantage in this game because of the magnitude of it.
I don't know. I just think you got to be
who you are. Why you act like hockey has like a whole bunch of Draymond Greens?
I think hockey players are more aware of their situation than you would think.
They have two of them. They're brothers.
Yeah, but they are aware of their situation. Like, Tkachuk is a...
Someone's going to try and choke him tonight. Like, it's
But he's a mild tyrant, meaning that he does tyrant stuff while being calm the whole time.
I think on this team, though, in particular, like, I think he's almost looked upon as, like, that enforcer. Like, it's different roles. Yeah. He's not go-to guy.
I think, you know what? It would suck if you gave up a lead because you gave up a power play goal.
Why?
Why?
You make it up. As long as it sets the tone.
Oh, my goodness.
That's essentially what happened in the last game.
Huh?
That's what happened in the last game.
But they put two players in the box, one from each team.
Yeah, that was good.
That's not a power play.
Both brothers were in at the same time. Let's get it going.
Yeah. Like, your sports takes are sometimes so ridiculous.
Luis says, once you talk that ish, you got to back it up. Tkachuk never shuts up. I think someone's going to take a shot at him, dude. I do.
And then they're going to go on a power play, and Tkachuk's going to smile and say, I'm in your head.
Maybe.
That's it. That's the whole point of it. Canada's not going to do that. They ain't those guys.
I don't know.
Who on that team?
I don't know.
Canada has a whole bunch of high-powered scoring, and the U.S. got, you know, some in-the-dirt guys, some grinded-out guys. They got the high flyers, too, but for the most part...
You're acting like Matthew Tkachuk's not an expert at getting in people's heads, though. Like, he'll have goalies go at him.
No, I know. That's what I said. I said, but he's not going to be the one to do it. This is one of those games where he's going to incite a riot.
But if he's challenged from jump, like, he's going to drop the gloves, too. It's going to go.
That's the difference, though.
It's going to be go time.
And he's going to be smiling the whole time. Probably. He's like, you're not thinking about hockey. You're thinking about me. That's the whole point of it. Can I just tell you, when you leave here today,
yep.
I want you to drive home and think about what you've done.
That's funny because I was thinking about the same thing with you, dude. I think you need a film review of today. I think you should listen to the podcast and be like, what happened?
Listen to the podcast. We have a podcast?
We do, on all platforms.
Oh, okay.
And a rundown.
Rundown.
I think what you should do really is I think you should review the film today and think about what you did.
Me?
Particularly the last 2 hours.
No, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
very distracted.
When we were talking to David Dwork, did you bring anything to the table?
You spent an entire segment trying to fix your password.
No, I didn't.
Dude.
What?
Go back to watch. Go watch Goosies, No Goosies.
I wasn't trying to fix my password.
What were you doing? Oh. Were you ordering Uber Eats?
No, I didn't fix it. That's right. It wouldn't let
me
fix it.
I know you didn't. Because you want to know why? If it was fixed, it wouldn't have taken you a whole segment.
But I don't know where to input it. Because it tells me details.
This is my point. You're back distracted on it. You don't have to fix the password right now. We're off the air in 10 minutes. Do you see what I mean, Marcos?
He's doing it again.
And is he doing a bit right now? Like, yeah. I don't even know.
No, he just got distracted.
I don't know nothing about bits.
No, I think you must be doing a bit. I swear you must be doing a bit.
I'm not a big guy.
I'm
not a big guy.
You're the big guy. Once again got distracted by your password.
You're in Marcos. You shouldn't have brought it up. I wasn't thinking about it.
Don't just do it in the break. But then you spend your break hosing people down to Marcos.
No.
Yep.
Just you.
No.
No, I'm telling you, just you.
I tried to write a ticket. Engineering has now locked me out and says if Leroy wants a new password, he has to pay for it.
It's not a password to work.
What were you looking at? Your Hard Rock password?
Which is actually even more.
My Yahoo.
Yahoo?
What the hell is in your Yahoo that you need right
my
now?
My mail.
I just don't understand.
See what I mean, though?
I just don't understand.
No, because when you have these seven-part authenticate...
I need the film review. I need to think about what I need to do today. Not you. Just remember that.
You big word.
You're like Julian Hill with 9 holding penalties today on today's show.
Wait, no.
That's you, dude.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, you're sure-handed.
I'm bringing a flag next game, next show. I'm throwing laundry.
No, you can't throw a flag.
I'm throwing
you
laundry.
You can't be the one to throw a flag.
I'm throwing laundry.
Because you just like you go boxed in. You tell everybody they're boxed in when you want to get out of something you've said. Oh, look at that.
You're incredible. You really
me?
Are. You really are.
Me? Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, you're not number one on my list either right now, buddy, with some of the nonsense you spewing. And Marcos, the pizza thing.
Mmm. It's pretty good.
No.
I think this is where you got him with your little obstacle course idea.
It probably is.
It's only for you. You're the only one on this show mm-hmm. that claims to be like a heptathlete or something.
I don't.
You do.
We're also doing a show.
I'm
40.
I would never say, like, if you said, oh, I could go outrun you, I could outjump you. Clearly, I can. I couldn't even get up a ramp. When you're saying things like, can I catch an idle ball?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a child.
You think you can catch a ground ball
easily
off a fungo and throw it to first?
Yeah. Mm.
No in sweat. A timely manner.
Yes. What do you think I'm going to do? Lollipop it over there?
I do. I do think so.
Dude.
You're silly.
Like, you know that's a long throw,
it's
right?
It's not that far. It's not that far.
It's the longest throw in the infield.
If you would have said, like, if you want to say, like, hey, could you throw from left field to home? I don't know. Dial that up a little bit. I'd have to...
No,
I'd have
but
to
I
loosen
just picture you doing soft toss. You know, from third base, you got to be on your high horse to get the ball over
I'm not
there.
Too worried about it, dude.
Really?
First of all, you two hitting fungos, like, it's probably going to be a dribbler. You know, so I'm going to have to come in on it.
Good question. No, what's the
fuck? Mike Lowell on.
First of all, I'm going to say this.
Hmm?
When we do this,
yeah.
Get a cup.
Why?
That's all we need is for a bad hop to take you out.
Hot corner?
Yeah.
Take a bad hop, blue chew.
That ain't gonna help.
Okay.
Like, you think blue chew helps people get hit in the junk?
My problem is I only hit bombs. How am I gonna be able to hit it to third?
What's a fungo?
What is a fungo?
Waddle, baby, you don't know what a fungo is?
Oh, yeah, me either.
First of all, mm-hmm. I can't believe how you're like that old man that still swears he could do everything. And then blow out all of his ligaments?
Even if you told me like this was, I'd be like, if you told me I had to go hit, I'd be like, all right. But throwing the ball to first base? Like, it's not even,
I don't know.
You're making it sound like a big deal. We had a professional baseball player couldn't throw it from second base.
Chuck Knoblauch?
Yeah.
He had the yips.
He's never living.
I don't have the yips.
What's the yips?
I don't have the yips, dude. It's okay. Not a big problem.
And then we need to find a punter. If there's anybody who can punt, who wants to get in on this, because I got to tell you, if I think my faith in you being able to throw a baseball across the diamond in a timely manner is 40%.
Wow, that's disrespectful.
I'm just going by your athletic prowess.
Dude, I mean.
You have none.
Kung Fu Panda. Hey, Kung Fu Panda was a third baseman.
He was also a cartoon.
What?
Wait. So you're saying if he could do it, you could do it?
I'm saying.
They also paid him like $100 million to play baseball.
Remember when his belt came on?
Yes. So you're saying.
The Marlins are literally.
Wait.
Just,
you're saying
mm-hmm.
that you can play baseball as good as.
Is that what I said? Is that what I said?
No. You.
All I said was I could throw it to first base. It's not that hard.
Yeah, but you said if he could do it, you could do it.
I'm just saying you're putting athleticism at it. It's you pick up a ground ball, you throw it to first base. This is not rocket science.
You don't think you need to be athletic to catch
the
ground ball?
Well, you guys are now adding a runner. Like, you want Juan Pierre to come out there.
No! I'm just saying we don't want you to understand from third base, you got to be on your giddy up to get the ball over there. Yeah. We don't want you taking your...
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now you're going to be like, oh, that wasn't on a seed. Like, I just said, can I get it to first base?
Oh, so
yeah.
You can throw a moon ball over there?
It's going to be a moon ball, but it's going to get over there just fine.
Not with white lightning on the case. That's me running the first.
Dude, first of all...
It's your white frightening is what you
So, anything that we do... Right? Tobin is Potato Chipper Jones.
Point for Twitter.
So anything that is needed that we will do, first of all, we'll probably need some standby paramedics. Really?
For ground balls?
And a punt?
Maybe the punt.
Dude, because I if you
but
catch,
I'm very confident.
You gotta have to help. Wait, Leroy, do you have any extra shoulder pads? Like normal shoulder pads.
No. What do you think? I carried them with me?
But this is, again, like, you guys are now adding obstacles to the obstacle course.
You know,
All I said was I can catch a punt. I didn't have to do it in gear, and I don't have to do it with somebody there.
Helmet.
No.
Come on.
No. This is a typical show move where you say you can do something, and then you guys want to add caveats.
We're not adding caveats.
All of a sudden, there's a base runner. All of a sudden, now I gotta wear shoulder pads, and then I gotta wear a helmet.
No. Here's why.
Put the ball in the air. I'll catch the ball. Nestle that thing in my pouch. Hit me a ground ball. It'll be thrown to first base.
No. Here's the deal, though. I don't want you to do soft toss over there to first base.
It's a warm-up, baby.
It doesn't count.
Says who? Last time
you we'll clarify the rules. Because you are being you.
No.
Because you know.
You want to add humiliation.
I named you appropriately. Spin doctor. You're going to put some kind of twist
There's
on
no
it.
Spin. Hit really? Me the ground ball. I'll throw it to your first baseman. Are you going to be the first baseman? Or are you the Funko hitter?
Funko?
Sorry, he said Funko Pops. Funko hitter.
Yeah. Either way. I don't know if Marcos can hold the bat with his web feet and hands.
What am I supposed to do?
Does the lava have a baseball team?
No, we're recruiting. If you're listening, come out to the pizzeria.
All right. That's our show for today, everybody. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
Neil Donimer. As Leroy said, the NBA season tips off tonight.
Again. And you so eloquently.
Ooh. That's a big word for me, dog.
Depending on how big the storm is, you're going to get these periodical feeder bands.
Butler can get the fuck out of Miami, man.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.